You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here on a good looking Tuesday morning, 72 in Green Bay, 71 in Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh, being joined by Christian Collins, one of the greatest high school running backs in the state of Wisconsin history. And now we're going to talk to a gentleman who covered maybe the most successful high school football team in the history of Wisconsin football. My great friend Tom Aiello, former sports editor of the Manitowoc Herald Times. Tom, good morning, my friend.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you covered an era of high school football. We got Christian Collins here, and I don't know if you followed him, but he had over 400 yards rushing in the state championship game last year. You covered a team that was amazing at Lincoln High School in Manitowoc in the mid-80s. Could you describe what that team and that legendary coach was like covering them back in the day, Tom?
Yeah, the coach, Ron Rubick, was a pretty low-key guy when you just talk to him that way, but he had been a former Michigan State star running back in the day before that. But then that era just kind of started at the end of a season before when they won a couple games and then they went on to win, 48 straight, which at the time was the longest in the nation.
What would Don Davey and some of those guys, tell me about those teams. I remember coming down to watch them practice. And you're right, it wasn't anything, he wasn't like this rah-rah Vince Lombardi, whatever. But they were just good, for lack of, I can't come up with a better superb. They were just good.
Yeah, they pretty much people knew what they were going to run.
Right.
And everything, but they couldn't stop it. Their offensive line was, you would think Davey was the biggest guy, but he really wasn't then. They had a guy named Rod Meisner during part of that time, too, who was just a heck of a lineman. But they were like college size or bigger offensive line. So, if you're a sophomore cornerback or something and you see these guys coming around the corner at you, it couldn't have been fun to try to stick your head in there and make a tackle. So, yeah, they were pretty dominant, pretty much a running team, almost most of the time. So Ron was an interesting guy in a lot of ways. There was a quarterback at the time named Craig Erickson playing in Florida, I think, for
Miami.
College football.
Miami.
Yeah, that's right, Miami. And his dad was a Manitowoc Lincoln graduate. And I had asked, Ron one time, I said, what would you have done if you had Craig Erickson here? Because, a guy passes the ball all the time. And he replied in typical Rubick manner. He said, I'd make him a running back.
Craig Erickson, the Heisman Trophy winner, his dad is from Manitowoc. I never knew that.
Yeah, his dad was a Lincoln graduate, and they moved away, apparently. And so anyway, we always thought that it was funny. Like, you could imagine him being at a camp or something in Manitowoc and him going, yeah, you have a good arm, but.
Well, by the way, the quarterback of one of those state championship teams replaced my hip for me.
Oh, really? Which one was that?
D. Ramundo.
The left.
Yeah. His dad was the team doctor, and I used to kid him, Carl. I used to tease him on the sidelines once in a while about, he had the ship schedule in his office. guys, injuries always came back, right for the key games. So.
Jim here couldn't get into Lincoln academically, so he had to go to Roncalli.
That's so untrue.
I know.
They had the acceptance rate like your college, John. So anyway, Christian Collins, who is, of course, the running back here at Notre Dame, he's talking about coaching. I want to ask you, Christian, what do you look for in coaching?
What I look for in coaching is not what I look for in coaching is just not, you know, especially at the college level, I didn't like, Stepsis was so like welcoming and talked about family. It was like family first, academics first. That's what I look for. And, I also look for a coach that is, that just pushes you really hard and pushes you to like he knows your potential and pushes you to that, you know, and kind of puts you in the best place to perform at your 100%. And I think that's a good coach.
Hey, Tom, I just want to say one thing. I don't know if anybody besides Don Davey went on to college, because I remember I had a couple of college coaches talk to me about, hey, could you kind of put in a word for us? And you know what? None of them wanted to go to college. They didn't want to give up hunting season. They were like the most blue collar type guys, weren't they, though, Tom?
Yeah, they were. Eric Olson went to Air Force and was a punter there. But, this Meisner was, I think, Michigan State, but I'm not positive on that. But he was a big D1 recruit. And then he just decided when they were at his house, the story goes, when they were at his house, he just came downstairs and said he decided not to play football.
Yeah.
Then he was going to come back a few years later after doing other work. He came back and asked about, going back. And I guess there was an assistant coach who was then at Northern Michigan who was excited to try to get this guy there. But, I don't think he ever ended up playing there.
Well, that's exactly. It was a coach from Michigan Tech and one from Northern that would call me and say, "Hey, could you put in?" And I told them, I said, "Well, all these kids want to do is hunt and fish. It's like perfect. Bring them up here. They can hunt and fish the whole time." So they thought they had them, but they were just a bunch of blue collar kids who were just tough football players, weren't they? I mean, you have to look back on that, and we're talking with Tom Ayala, a longtime sports writer for the Manitowoc Papers. You have to look back at what a golden era you had to cover sports on the Lakeshore.
Yeah, I did, because before Manitowoc Lincoln won those three straight D1 titles, Two Rivers had also won three in a row previous, like, you know, 1 year gap in between. And before that, Two Rivers, I think from about 80 to 82, had won titles, and I think Brilliant won one, and then Manitowoc Lincoln had their run of three in a row, and Ben Roncalli was winning some.
There you go. I was waiting. Come on, man.
I'll tell you another thing I remember.
Get to the Jets.
Valders had really great basketball teams.
Yeah, Valders had Vandervelden, I think, was one of the big stars, and he had actually had a little stint with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
But, and Manitowoc had a really good basketball team going for a while, too, in about 1980-ish, maybe a little before that. It started with Brad Jurgensen, who went on to play at South Carolina and then was also a draft pick with the Bucks, who, you know, back then they had more rounds in the draft, but
that's pretty amazing for that area, isn't it, Coach?
Right, for that area. And we just talk about, there's some great athletes in this area, too. And I don't know, because Milwaukee has all the big-time media, but we have plenty here. It's just, I want to ask you, because that's the 80s, and Don Davey's really gone on to be quite the financial whiz. You know, he's a consultant, and I mean, he's
amazing.
He's amazing. Didn't make big, big money. I mean, but he has really parlayed that into.
He's made a lot of money for other guys, though.
He has. I mean, that's what he does. He's just a smart guy. And I think that's great that these people have careers after. And I, he's the guy that I know the best that you covered. But I want to ask, Christian, do you think about that? Or is it like next year? I mean, like, where are years your head at right now in terms of, I mean, you're 18 years old, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. Do you think of life down in 20 years? Or are you just really thinking of life in the next 2 months or what?
I mean, sometimes I do. I think of the future. But I think right now I'm really focused on football, and I mean, obviously I gotta keep my academics up, but right now I gotta focus on football and keep that my number one for now.
But you're fortunate in that the academics, you're not gonna struggle with that, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's some people that are good athletes, and it's like, hey, and they need that what do they call that? Like, not student advisors. You know, they give you that. John, you had
tutors?
That. Yeah, tutors. Yeah, John, you had those.
How do you
time.
Know? You don't
know
that.
I just wild guess. But I think you, if you got both those.
Hey, if you said, if you saw my 2.7, my tutor failed.
Whatever. All right, so yeah, we got a great 4 years coming up, right? I mean, probably yes. A terrific 4 years coming up, you yep. know, stay healthy and, you know.
Or five.
Yeah.
I mean, I so many we'll kids see. These days take that yep. extra year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, looking back yeah. in your era covering sports here in this area, and obviously the Packers were terrible. Isn't it funny how you and I go back to the days of being in the trenches, standing out there in those practices and Forrest Gregg and the whole thing? People that are younger around here, like somebody like Christian, has never experienced horrible Packer teams like we used to cover. Isn't that crazy looking back at what we used to deal with?
That wasn't a very good era for Packer football. And back in that day, we always got to go into the locker room for interviews too. Like not now where there's as much where they bring a star yeah. player out or whatever. So, you know, you just kind of fetched around the locker room if you were a newspaper guy anyway.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's totally different. I did want to mention about academics and Don Davey. He was a mechanical engineering major at Wisconsin. And I talked to him once, and he was disappointed because he had an A- in a class.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I think from high school through college, the guy was just like all his A's and stuff. Yeah.
And yeah. such a good guy. I mean, oh, we've yeah. had him on the show here.
Number of times,
he's
yeah.
just a wonderful yeah. human being, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been friends with his family too. His mother actually used to work at our newspaper part time. So when Don was a little kid, he'd bring in his football pole for his mom and
oh wow,
you know, do that too. So you know, here I saw this kid growing up from you know walking in our office and doing things to becoming this you know star player and all that.
That's we're talking with Tom Aiello. Long time. How many years as a sports writer, Tom?
It was. From about 21 and a half years, I was sports editor for the last 20 plus of that. About a year or so into sports writing, they, you know, had me become the sports editor. So about 21 and a half there, and then I moved to Delavan here and was the overall editor of okay. some weekly newspapers here for about 11 and a half more years.
So. I got to be honest with you. It's sad when I drive past that building in Manitowoc. That was such a great paper. And what has happened to newspapers in general?
Oh, yeah, that's been tough. But, you know, I love that building. That was a cool
exactly.
place. It was a great building.
Exactly, yep.
But I still think there's some sports writers that are just better than sports broadcasters. And this kid that likes you, this Scott Vinci, he's a big, big fan mm-hmm. of yours, Christian. And I just like reading his stuff. I just think it's a little bit, I'm not taking anything away from TV, but I like to read stuff because there's not commercials, you know, I can just grab the paper right. and read it. Yep. And he's written I've read a bunch of your stuff the last few days. I mean, I read it when it came out, but
he's the best. He could go any place.
Well, and I think he's just really honest. You know, sometimes these guys are too critical because they want a name for themselves, or they're too nice and they're not really feeling the story. And I just think he's very fair. And
we got
anyway,
to start a quick break.
Reporting.
Do you have to run right now? Or you
no,
I'll
stay.
Okay, stick around. We got Tom Aiello, longtime sports reporter at Manitowoc. We got Christian Collins, unbelievable high school football player. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Got the greatest running back in the state of Wisconsin, Christian Collins, in the house, heading out to play for the Panthers of Northern Iowa. We've got Tom Aiello, longtime sports reporter for the Manitowoc Herald Times. And Tom, I hate to say it because I was a journalism major. I don't know if I would advise anybody to go into that field these days. Would you?
John.
Well, you know what I
it's
mean?
Why? No, it's like, why?
Because there's so many fewer opportunities. There's so many fewer newspapers. I mean, everything's online now.
In well, that's still journalism.
I guess. But you know what I mean, Tom? I mean, that was a real, I don't want to say prestigious, but that was a pretty cool profession back in the day. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. That was, big for me. I knew from high school on what I wanted to do. And, you know, back when I started, they were just using typewriters and scanning the pages. And, you know, then it went to computers, and then it went to doing our own pagination. So it took a lot of changes. But with that, it also cost some departments, some people, positions. So that was a tough part of that as well. But yeah, I think now people are finding other ways to put out the news. And, I've had some calls and things too, people asking about, doing online stuff. So I think that's kind of the way it's been going. But yeah, the true old newspapers, one of my very good friends from high school, still one of my best friends, is Chuck Salaturo, and he was the sports editor of the Milwaukee Journal before they merged, and then he left them to become like a senior editor at ESPN. So there's different outlets, I guess, these days for different people, but he had a pretty long run being the person behind the scenes of a lot of real good shows on ESPN.
But yeah, the delivery of the information hasn't changed. It has changed a lot, but the demand for it is higher than it's ever been.
Yeah,
I mean, people love it's unbelievable what the NFL and some of these teams pull in financially. It's just I can't get over how many, when John and I talked about getting this show off the ground, there's a lot of sports stations out there right now. And one of the reasons we kind of picked this niche is there's not a lot of local.
And I agree with that, Jeff, but I'm just saying I think Tom would agree with me. The big-time sports writers in the state of Wisconsin were like big-time celebrities, like a Bud Lee.
I see, yeah.
Where they carried so much weight, their words. Remember, Tom?
Yeah, definitely. Bud's column was, also a must-read there. There are several others like that. Green Bay had a couple that ended up going to Milwaukee, but like a Cliff Christo or Bob McGinn, from a Packers standpoint and a sports standpoint, those guys too were standouts. But yeah, we'd have our Associated Press sports editors meetings, and there are some big names, in that meeting.
That's cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's gone by the wayside type of thing.
Yeah.
But Tom, when you look back on it, how has the media changed? Has it gotten, because Jim and I have talked about this, and Jim's had a few battles with the media over the years or whatever. I mean, everybody does.
Christian?
In politics. But it's like, where is it right now? Is it too caustic in some ways?
It's a little bit hard to follow at times because they're coming in with different views. Like, I used to write a column also every week called Pioneering Column. And, sometimes it was just, certain topics, but other times I tried to push a point on something. But it was stated as that, as a column. And now it seems like it just comes out in general reporting, like, some of the TV networks especially, you'll see. They're obviously aligned with a political party or a movement, and that's so different to me because we're real. If I can give one quick non-sports example, when I became the editor here, Paul Ryan used to make regular stops twice a year at least. He'd come by the office for interviews, and one time I was out by his mobile unit, and I guess he was asking my editorial assistant if she knew who I, who I voted for, what party I was for, whatever. And she said, you know, I worked for him for 3.5 years, and I really don't know.
That's good.
And I guess Ryan thought about it for a while and said, I guess that's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
That is the greatest compliment you can
get. No, you don't.
Old school wise.
Yeah, it does. You got nonpartisan. I will say, I don't think the reporters, and I don't want to, well, I guess I am going to criticize someone in this next statement. I just don't think they're as knowledgeable as they used to be. They come in and they're young, and I think they want to be on TV. They were in ballet or whatever, or they played and they're cheerleaders. And I'm like, you know, but they ask these questions that, I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, really, you're asking me that? And I just, I think that hurts them more than it hurts me. I mean, I'll give them the answer whatever they want. But I just think if a reporter would, you, Johnny, a bunch of you guys are just extremely knowledgeable. Cliff Crystal, I mean, and I just think people appreciate good questions. That's my point on today. I think it's just, I don't think it's as, I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
No, I think you're exactly right. And Tom, I think that's also a compliment of the people that were our mentors.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah,
I think so. You know, I thought it was just the responsibility there. We were talking to somebody the other day and I said, yeah, and like half our new staff, I also had a lot of input with when they are newer and coming in, or they would move from sports to news, and I just thought it was important to keep them going with the journalistic part of it.
And I think one other thing, I and it's no secret, but there's just, you don't get, this isn't a really high paying industry, but I think if your passion's there, you can figure it out. You know what I mean? I just remember my daughter's in journalism, and I had to sit down with a friend of mine, and he's like, stay away from this, there's no money in this thing. That's not what you kids care for anymore. I mean, you don't care about money.
That's why you had that slush fund with a cardboard box under your bed. Hey, Tom Aiello, it's been great having you on, my paisan.
Christian, you stick around.
You're the best. Okay, appreciate it, Tom. Take care, buddy. We'll get to a quick break. Back after this. So takes the stage. We give them the game. Some place to say, I want something else to get me through this semi-tom kind of life. Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor. The mayor had to step up to go teach his class out at NWT. Oh, wait, where? Conrad, you want us to switch mics here real quick?
Yeah, that'd be great, actually.
Christian Collins, our very special guest. He wants you here now so he can see you on camera. Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you, Conrad. Wow. When's Todd coming back? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Slave driver. We're the Christian Collins, who had one of the most amazing high school football careers I've ever seen in my life, and I've covered sports since forever. Tell me what it was like in that state championship game when you gained, 400 yards?
Yeah, 408 yards.
408. That's mind-boggling. You know, I was just watching a really good special on Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. And when he gained 2,000 yards or whatever. And, you know, it was one of those things where he goes, you just get out there and sometimes you're just in some kind of a groove and everything is moving slower for you. Than, I mean, did it have that kind of a feeling? Did you have any feeling going into that game that, okay, this is my day?
I mean, absolutely. That's how you kind of got to go into every game. You gotta go and think that you're gonna do your job and do it well. So I don't know. That's just kind of how I thought. And I mean, every game, like there's a lot of news writers that said like every game got better and better and better.
Right.
And every game just felt like almost easier and easier and easier.
Which normally is just the opposite.
Right. It is. It's just
because the competition level gets harder.
Our team as a whole got better and better and better and better. Like there was just there was no plateau. Like we just kept on getting better and better. It was great.
Did you guys know you're going to be, I mean, I remember when you were a junior, I think we televised one of your games and you guys were like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But for what you guys put together down the stretch last year was incredible. What was the key?
I think the key was just our overall willingness to win, or like overall like eagerness to win. We just wanted to win so bad, and we were
We just knew what we needed to do because last year we lost in level four.
Right.
And we just knew what we needed to do, what it took. And we had such great practices. Like we had a rain practice the week before our Grafton game. And because we didn't want to lose, and I mean we were a little nervous because we were like going there, we were like, oh, this team's good,
yeah,
you know. And
they always every year they turn out somebody D1.
Yeah,
every year they have some offensive lineman or defensive lineman. They'll go D1.
Yep,
consistently.
And, I mean, we had an amazing like Friday practice right before the game. It was raining, and I think it was the best practice we ever had. You could just tell the tempo. We were going to win that game.
Isn't that great?
It was amazing. Yeah.
Now, heading into college, going to Northern Iowa, which is a big-time school, big-time competition, early on, everybody tries to kind of show their stripes. They're going to be hitting as hard as possible. They're going to be doing whatever. Then things kind of weed out, though. What are you expecting? Because there's a big difference between playing at Notre Dame and whatever, and then all of a sudden going to big time. I mean, like you even said on the schedule, Nebraska's on the schedule. Wyoming's on the schedule. I mean, this is the best of the best. What are you expecting physically?
Absolutely. I'm expecting a lot of hard hitting right away.
And what do you weigh right now? 200?
200.
Okay.
Yep. I think that's a good weight. I feel like I've... I feel like one of my strengths is balance and being able to take a hit. So I think, I think that's a big thing in high level football is I think you just got to be able to take a hit and be able to know how to take it. You know, it's because a lot of kids get hurt just from.
You just can't out tough everybody at that level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Some guys are just massive. just way too big, you know? Yeah. There's some really big. Really big lineman at UNI right now.
And you have to see them in person, like face to face, to realize how big some of these human beings are.
Absolutely.
And you guys, okay, so weight wise, you're 200. Is that what you want to play at? You're what, 5'10, 5'11?
Yeah, I'll probably want to play at like maybe 205 this year.
Okay. Yeah. Tailback?
Yep.
All right.
Tailback.
Now, how long have you wanted to be a college football player? Because, you know, there's so many of these camps these days where kids go to them, and sometimes they realize, I was a big fish in a small pond, and you see the talent level out there. It's like, ooh. For yourself, at what point did you say, I could do this? I could play Division I football?
I mean, I've always wanted to be a football player. I've every Halloween or, like, every chance I get, I would want to be, like, a college or, you know, like a... I would dress up as an NFL football player.
Who are your guys?
I would always be a Bears player. I was a big Bears fan.
Okay, thanks for being here. We got really?
Yes.
Because your dad's from Chicago or from Illinois?
Yeah, we lived in Chicago for a long time.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're Peyton? Who are you?
Actually, our dog's named after Walter Payton.
That's awesome. That's phenomenal. Now, heading into college like this, obviously academics are a huge thing. What would you tell kids, in case somebody's parents are listening or whomever, and their son maybe is, you know, could be a freshman, or what would you say is the best way to try to prepare it to be where you are right now? And I'm going to talk about running for 400 yards in a championship game, but just in general, the journey of every aspect of it, from resurrection grade school to, you know, playing for the Panthers of Northern Iowa. Explain that journey and advice.
Well, I think that the advice I would give to a kid maybe starting from eighth grade going to senior year is you got to stick to the weight room. That's something. And you got to stick to the dinner plate. You know, you got to eat, got to have a lot of protein and just got to stay in that weight room.
You just got to.
That's the biggest thing. The weight room will take you so far. And I feel like that's the main reason where I'm at today is because of the weight room. And I think the eagerness to practice, the eagerness to get better, that's just it.
That's kind of like the equalizer of the weight room, isn't it? I mean, I'm so old. I remember coaches would tell us not to lift weights because you'd get muscle bound. And even Rocky Blyer, who's, you know, 4 Super Bowl championships with the Steelers, one year he decided he was just going to really, you know, work out in the weight room more than anybody else. And his coach said, this is ridiculous. You're muscle bound. You can't play football if you're muscle bound. Nobody uses the term muscle bound anymore. Mm-mm. Because it scientifically has become so advanced, hasn't it?
Right.
It's not just a matter of I lift heavy things and I put them down. That's not it at all, is it?
No, it's not. No, I think it just it enhances your performance, your balance, your ability to run someone over, and just being big, just being that solid, you know, wall going towards someone. I feel like that's kind of the key, especially as a running back. You got to be able to run someone over, or even like go, you know, like the 5-10-5, like that kind of drill. You got to be able to be agile and all that stuff, and all that stuff helps.
I think Green Bay, and we've talked about this too, not just Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin. I was mentioning this earlier, and we had Tom there from the Manitowoc Paper talking. He just texted me too about some other state championships that they won in that area. But I just, for whatever reason, feel like our area, our whole market up here, is underrated by the rest of the state for the athletes that we turn out. I really believe that.
I think we are definitely underrated. I mean, maybe not after this year, since you know, Bayport and Notre Dame both went to the state championship. I mean, we had the two best teams in the state. I think it was. I would have loved to play them this year. That would have been a fun game.
A Westy Pier, how good they were.
Westy Pier, they were very good. Kakana. Yeah, we played Kakana our first game. That was a really close game. I mean, it was mainly just like a field goal fest. That was really it. I mean, I would run down there. We'd score a field goal, and that was pretty much the game. That was it.
But if for whatever reason, the sportscasters, sports writers, whomever, marketing people in the Milwaukee and Madison area just kind of don't give us this area its due. And I feel that way even with obviously you made All-State and everything like that, but it's hard sometimes, and Grayson made All-State as well, but it's hard for those guys to get All-State recognition.
Right. Yeah. I just think, unless you're like on the state leaderboard, that's it. That's really it.
Right.
But I think that the FRCC, North and South, I think this South is much better.
I didn't even mention Kimberly.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like Nina. I mean,
Pulaski's usually pretty decent. Maybe not in the last couple of years, but they're usually pretty
decent. But I will say this about Pulaski. They've got the toughest 162-pound kids you'll ever find. Yeah. They're all 5'8", 162 pounds, and will just smack you in the mouth.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
But what do you want to do then down the road? I mean, obviously, everybody wants to play pro football, but, you know, it's one in a whatever. What would you like to do? How would you like to turn this football scholarship into a career?
Well, I'm looking to do business finance, so something in that area. I mean, I'm still kind of exploring my options, so I think that Northern Iowa will definitely help with that and help me make a decision on what I want to continue.
We're talking about Don Davey. That's exactly what he does, and that is so needed in professional sports. I could sit here for the next 15 minutes and do nothing but tell you stories of guys that lost every dime they ever had playing pro football. It's unbelievable. It's shocking how many guys go broke after making $500,000 a year. They need, and that's why Don Davey has really, who was it? I think Yurko or one of the guys where Davey just went off on him because he wasn't, I don't know what it was. He flew first class or something. You know what I mean? One of those things you wouldn't think of.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you got to be really fiscally sound with every dime you make or you'll be shocked at how quickly it goes.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a great career if you got into that.
Well, I mean, professional career doesn't last forever, so you got to be able to, you know, make that money that you make for a short amount of time. You got to make that last. So,
if you had your pick, where would you have gone college wise to play ball?
I mean, I always thought that, you know, Texas or like the SEC schools were always so cool, or like Tennessee, you know, like watching them like run out of the tunnel and all that stuff. That was always really fun. I would say probably Tennessee, being a running back at Tennessee. That would be probably my number one.
86,000 fans every game.
Yeah.
Or whatever they turn
to
something.
It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. When I retire, if I ever do retire, my dream or what I'm going to do is I'm just going to travel around the country and go to a different college football game every Saturday.
That's awesome.
And that's what I wanted. I think there's something about, I've been to almost every stadium in the NFL, and that doesn't really do anything for me. College football, the atmosphere of a college football game is unsurpassed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How much fun is going to be running out of the tunnel at the Unidome?
It'll be fun. I think they average like 10,000 fans, so it'll be fun.
It's a great place. They actually used to have, when I used to do the Green Bay games, we used to play down there all the time, they had the big thing of Bryce Pop was hanging, and it's too bad he's not there anymore, but it was a cool thing of him hanging there, the big banner. He's like their most legendary player ever to come on. They've put out a lot of guys in the pros, though.
Yeah.
Northern
Iowa. Bryce Pop did. He reached out to me a few times, and when it was recruiting time, like, he recruited me, and then there was like a dead period. Then he left, right. And then they kind of picked up last minute with the Drake squad that came in and replaced him.
You guys got a whole new coaching staff there now, right?
Yeah, full, except I think one.
Wow.
Except one.
You know what? That's good, though, because then there's no preconceived type of, you know, this guy better than the other guy. Guys, all right. Starting on from the fresh.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. Good for you. This is cool. All right. We got to start a quick break with Christian Collins, the number one running back in the state of Wisconsin. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Little Sly and the Family Stone. Convoy.
Yeah?
Do you even know who Sly and the Family Stone were?
I didn't until, like, I don't know, 3 months ago.
All right. So we're educating you a little bit, huh?
I guess so, yes.
Proud of that. We're with Christian Collins. Great having you here. Top running back in the state of Wisconsin, heading down to Northern Iowa to play college football. Christian, when you were that young kid at Resurrection School and now you're a scholarship player going Division I, tell me some of the things that, with parents listening or whatever, tell me some of the things that you look back at now that made a difference to get you where you are.
Well, I think like the support from my parents was a big thing. And my dad always had a lot of good things to say, like mentality was huge, and attitude, you know, just kind of having that.
That's so important.
It's so important. I mean, just having the attitude to be able to push through, you know, either adversity or to push through, you know,
the downtimes. Everybody's going to have downtimes.
Just having like a bad game, you got to be able to bounce back. You know,
absolutely.
Those are the hard things in football or really any sport. You got to be able to have that attitude or the ability to bounce back.
Tell you what, you guys had a good run of coaches, or you still do, mm-hmm. at Notre
yeah,
Dame.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Coach Rader's
great.
Yeah. I mean, I still miss Coach Nowak. He was legendary. Mm-hmm. But boy, did they find a nice replacement down the road for
absolutely.
Him and that
for
whole
sure.
bunch. So one more thing, heading into college football like this, the physicality is going to be incredible. You're weightlifting pretty much every day.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a dream come true? Are you a little bit apprehensive? Are you way excited? Just mentally heading in towards this big time college football, where are you at?
Well, I'm really excited. Like mentally, I'm just getting prepared for first week and kind of just looking. I'm looking forward to it. I got 10 days left, counting down the days, just getting prepared, getting in the weight room every day for the next 10 days. So,
hey, going back, people don't understand. When I shouldn't have used the term meat on the hoof, you know, but that's the old term from my era.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean is they pretty much own you as far as like
pretty
almost
much.
Every minute of the day is scheduled, isn't it? Once you're there,
pretty much. Yeah. And I'm not, as of right now, I'm not even a scholarship player.
Well, you're going to be.
Well, yes, I hope to be, and that's something I got to prove to the coaches and
right.
to myself, because you know I've been under-recruited, you know, ever
right.
since.
Which is mind-boggling, which is crazy. But go ahead.
I think it's just for me, it's a way to, you know, improve myself, improve my mentality, and improve my play, just because I can, that means I still have room to get better. And that means that, I can prove to the others that I am worthy of a scholarship. And
but you will be judged on everything. You'll be judged on what you do in study hall. You'll be judged on what you do in the weight room. You'll be judged on every practice. You'll be judged on the mental aspect of football, which at that level is pretty tough in certain ways. Mm-hmm. Are you prepared for that? You will be under the spotlight every second.
Yeah, I think I'm prepared for that. I think the months leading up to now, I think I've been preparing pretty well for that.
That's awesome, man. This is so exciting. I mean, I wish I could go back 50 years and be in your shoes. I mean, I just think that's everybody wants an opportunity to play at that level, and you're there, and you're 10 days away.
Yeah, it's really
how cool
it's
is that?
Really exciting. It's so cool. Yeah.
How's Notre Dame going to be this year?
I think they're going to be pretty good. They got to get. I don't know who the running back's going to be for sure yet, but
you got a new field going in.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool,
that's
huh?
going to be cool. Yeah, I wish we had that last year, but. I mean, it was good to have a state championship on that last piece of turf. So it was the oldest turf in the state, apparently.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I remember when they put that in the first time, it's like, ooh, is this ever cool? But it's right. Incredible. But once again, going back to the game you had at Camp Randall, no one will ever be able to take that away from you. I mean, that's etched in the record. I don't think anybody's going to run for 400. What did you have, 400 even?
408.
408. Yep. I don't think anybody's going to go for 409.
I hope not.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I'm glad you're not playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I mean just, that in a way that I've known kids that have gotten to play in those games and they get hurt and then it kind of screws up their whole first year. And once you're behind the eight ball at that level, they're always going to be bringing in other kids that are pretty good.
Right.
And so I'm glad you're not doing that.
And you never know what kind of injury it's going to be because.
Exactly.
I mean, I asked the coaches beforehand if it was like even worth it. They said, yeah, it's worth it, but it's like. The kids go 110%.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like some lackadaisical all-star game that people want to be there and have fun. It's a game.
It's a hard-hitting game.
Yes.
Because, man, for 99% of those kids, it's the last time they put on pads. That's the last time they'll put on a pair of shoulder pads, and there's no reason to hold anything back.
Right.
So I'm glad you're not doing that.
Yeah, I am too. I think it was, like, fun being recognized, like, thank you. And I would have loved to do the fundraiser and all that stuff.
Right.
But I think it's probably best that I stay away from from injury, you know.
Last thing, give advice all the parents listening out there, not that their kids are all going to play D1 football, but just in general, the best advice that you could give to somebody.
Best advice is you know, just stay humble, be yourself, be true to yourself. And you know, just listen to your coaches, they know what they're talking about.
And hit the weights.
Hit the weights. Just got to hit the weights. Yes.
What do you bench?
I benched around 245, 250. I haven't maxed out in a while.
Me too.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, what do I weigh? No, sorry. Christian Collins, great having you here, man. We're going to watch you at Northern Iowa. We're going to follow your success. It was so much fun watching you in your high school career. And thanks for coming in. And you said it right. Stay humble.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, buddy. Convoy.
Yeah.
It's been great having you.
Yeah. It's been a fun 6 days.
Yeah.
I'm excited not to wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, though.
But let's be honest. People probably said, wow, you get to go in with John Mino and the former mayor every morning at 6 o'clock. Did a lot of people say that to you?
No, not one.
Not yet? None yet? Huh? Okay.
No.
Sometime they might. They might.
Thanks again for the golf.
You bet.
Golf, yes.
Thanks, buddy. Todd will be back in tomorrow. Mino the mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.